Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In the decades that the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, has spent working in the region, we've seen the consequences of governments putting political agendas ahead of people, and we've learned how to address these challenges most effectively, said Greg Howell, Senior Deputy Assistant Administrator for USAID's Bureau of Latin America and the Caribbean.
We forge our partnerships not with specific political parties or administrations, but with people and institutions that bravely push for democratic change. This work is critical to local communities, to broader regional stability, and our own national security here at home.
Senior Deputy Assistant Administrator Howell noted this is especially true of USAID's efforts in Nicaragua, Cuba, and beyond.
USAID stands with the brave Nicaraguans, making their voices heard in support of democratic principles and human rights. USAID is one of the few donors supporting human rights defenders and implementing partners exiled abroad. The work of these partners to call out the regime's abuses and advocate for democratic change is vitally important, and USAID is proud to stand with them.
Across Central America, USAID supports those who shine a light on injustice through the Voices Initiative, which brings together USAID, the State Department, and like-minded partners to use all tools to protect and promote civic space, said Senior Deputy Assistant Administrator Howell.
That includes our work offering at-risk human rights defenders, journalists, democracy activists, and anti-corruption champions with legal, psychosocial, and even relocation assistance, as well as fellowship opportunities in the U.S. universities for those from Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, and Nicaragua.
In Cuba, under the parameters of the Cuban Democracy and Libertad Acts, USAID provides ongoing humanitarian assistance to hundreds of incarcerated political prisoners and their families, as well as other politically marginalized individuals. That assistance, Mr. Howell said, provides an invaluable lifeline to improve their physical and psychological well-being. In addition, USAID promotes the free flow of information to, from, and within Cuba through greater access to independent news, and it has helped train hundreds of journalists whose work in major international outlets has counteracted the regime's propaganda and disinformation. At a time of alarming examples of leaders in the region betraying democratic principles, declared Senior Deputy Assistant Administrator Howell, it is critical USAID maintains a presence across the region and supports those who champion our shared values.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.